And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. I'm talking about from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I'm talking about the prettiest little town on the plains down yonder in Auburn. Y'all, I'm even talking about big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. So the lovely Charlene just texted in, and she may be right. It may have been that he was advised Ronald Reagan may have said that whole thing about I didn't get elected to get reelected when he was advised not to use the phrase the evil empire, referring to the Soviet Union. And yet that speech is considered to be a part of what brought the Soviet Union down, was the fact that they realized that the jig was up. I mean, it was the pressure was put on the evil empire. So that may have been it. I think that I have to go back and look. I've got a book at home that I think is where I got it.
I wonder why they would advise against that, though. I feel like during that time, that would have been well accepted.
People were really worried when he said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." He, by the way, he was known for writing his own speeches, or at the very least, heavily editing them so that it wasn't like a speechwriter gave him everything, unlike Biden, who actually had notes written by somebody else about what to even say, that looked off the cuff and it wasn't. By the way, I got to take a total aside here before I jump into the next dipper. Ron from Tuscumbia, Alabama, says the reason the KISS Army got started was there was a radio station in Terre Haute, Indiana that would not play KISS on their station, so students at Terre Haute North marched on the station calling themselves the KISS Army. Has there ever been a time... Yeah, I'm saying.
That's pretty epic.
That is pretty epic. There should be a movie.
Yeah.
There probably is.
Yeah, it probably is.
KISS did a really bad B-grade movie one time, too. It was awful.
I've not seen it.
It was awful. All right, listen, I'm going to jump into the next dipper here. I'm calling it No Sanctuary. There is an absolute move right now. In fact, I just think I saw a headline right before we came on the air. Would you look up for me, JP? Pam Bondi, Sanctuary Cities, see what she said. Because I think she said she was going to start withholding federal funds for law enforcement in their communities if they're a sanctuary city. But listen, sanctuary cities are a joke already. Sanctuary cities are literally mocking their own legal citizens by saying, we're here to defend non-citizens who broke our law to get here, and it makes no sense. And they're expending a great deal of resources to do so. Birmingham Mayor Randall Woodfin is one of them. So you may be thinking, this is a red state. Yes, it is. 1819 News has a story. Birmingham Mayor Randall Woodfin defiant on illegal immigration during an MSNBC Al Sharpton appearance, saying, our doors are open. Oh, yay. So yeah, Sunday, Woodfin interviewed by Reverend Al Sharpton. What church has he ever pastored, by the way? The Reverend.
I don't know.
The Reverend Al Sharpton on MSNBC.
I saw in the clip he called him Rev, and that just kind of really angered me.
No, he did not.
He did. He said, thanks, Rev, for having me on.
Okay. Anyway, during the interview, Sharpton spoke about Trump's efforts on deportation and was specifically asked about the city of Birmingham's working relationship with ICE. Woodfin said the partnership focused on human trafficking, and he stressed the city's contract includes an exception for what Woodfin described as administrative dealings on immigration status. We're very clear about that. He said, our doors are open to those who are law-abiding. Well, they're not law-abiding if they're here illegally. Anyway, that's Birmingham, Alabama. Oh, my gosh. By the way, Woodfin was on Sharpton to help promote his new book.
Yeah.
Yes, his new book, because the city of Birmingham doesn't have a crime problem. It's not a sanctuary city. It doesn't have, a declining population. It didn't drop from first in the state to third or fourth in the state in like one 10-year period during which, Mayor Bebe here was the guy in charge. So it's pretty awful, but that's right here in our red state, Alabama.
I love how he thinks he can tell what DHS can and can't do.
Yeah.
You're only going to do human trafficking. Oh, we're not going to let you do anything else.
We'll talk to you on those things.
Yeah.
It's important. All right. So, JP, did you find that about Pam Bondi?
Yeah. It says this is one of her first things she did as Attorney General. She ordered the DOJ to freeze all funding for sanctuary cities and has instructed attorneys to begin prosecuting officials preventing ICE from doing their job.
Outstanding.
Woodfin. Yeah. I got one you can go after.
Yeah, exactly. Do we know his whereabouts right now? Yeah. He was on Sharpton. You can find him that way. Just ping his phone. I'm sure he's there. Border Czar Tom Homan, according to Wokespy. Border Czar Tom Homan says they're going to be seeking prosecution. Did you hear about New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy?
Yes, I saw that clip.
What a knucklehead.
Yeah.
What an absolute chucklemeister. This is the governor of the state who is in a foolish show of defiance, according to the article I'm looking at here. The governor of the Garden State, New Jersey, gets on there and says, well, I was talking to my wife, Tammy, last night, and, we've got an illegal immigrant who works at our house. And we're just going to let her stay there, living above in our garage, because we want to make sure she's safe. Don't let the feds come get her. He's the governor of the friggin' state.
Taunting is what that was.
Well, I got news. Fool around and find out, right? He may find out, sure enough. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know this. He's basically thumbing his nose at the law. And what is the executive branch charged with? That'd be enforcing the law. They're not just the ones who make sure that people show up to work on time and do the work of the state. No, they're there to enforce the law. That's part of the executive branch's mandate. When he swore and put his hand on the Bible and swore to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America and the state of New Jersey, he said that he would do so. And guess what? He's apparently not. So we'll see what happens. Meanwhile, out in L.A., it's everywhere, but think about this. We're talking about blue cities, aren't we? Blue cities, blue states. Funny how that works out. Blue cities, blue states. A blog site called Former Lawman, Dateline Today. The LAPD was ordered to stand down in the face of an illegal alien protest. So have you seen those? The illegal alien protests?
I have.
It's just nuts. Because that's certainly going to help their situation, blocking off the
interstates.
Blocking
traffic, I think that just hurts it more.
People can't get to work, ambulances can't get through, commerce, farm to market, all of it blocked because they want to go out onto American roads built with American tax dollars in American cities, waving Mexican flags and, Palestinian flags and whatever else, and protest this country for daring to send people back who were here illegally. But the LAPD, though, did show up in riot gear, equipped with zip ties and nightsticks, attempting to clear the demonstrators, and then suddenly they stopped. They were about to make arrests when all of a sudden they just left, says one bystander. Never seen anything like it, the guy said. Hundreds of police with zip ties, all of them just left. Demonstrators are now being, cracked down on in certain places, but not in L.A., reports are that the LAPD was told to stand down, and they did, and the protest continued. Why would that be? Because the LA City Council decided that they're going to be a sanctuary city. It's just, it makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, if they're waving the other country's flags, then why don't they just go with them? If their country's so great, go ahead. No, nobody's stopping you.
I got no problem with that. Mm-hmm. They're probably not going to buy an RV from Camping World either. What do you think?
They can buy one to go to Mexico if they want.
Several Chicago aldermen, according to Fox News Dateline yesterday, are now bucking Mayor Brandon Johnson's defiant posture towards the Trump administration's immigration policies. So if you're not seeing this guy, I don't want to say I'll take Woodfin over Brandon Johnson any day, but my gosh. I literally look at this and go, you talk about being unqualified and incapable of doing your job. But Johnson, keep in mind what he was too before. He came from being a teachers union activist to now he's the mayor of one of the biggest cities in the world. How does that happen? Despite backlash from residents, Johnson has criticized ICE and the Trump administration when they began apprehending illegal immigrants in the city last month. One of the aldermen said that Johnson only cares about the thoughts or opinions of hyper-liberal white progressives who live in Chicago. this whole thing is breaking down on race lines. Here's an idea. Enforce the law. That's why justice wears a blindfold, because we don't look at this as color. But they see racists under every rock. They see something about demographics under every single rock. This particular alderman said He's not concerned, Mayor Brandon Johnson. He's not concerned about African Americans. He's not concerned about Latinos. He's absolutely not concerned about undocumented Mexicans who are going to bear the brunt of his actions. He's playing a game of chicken with all their lives, and it's disgusting. So, sanctuary status. How long will this last? Well, we've got a new sheriff in town. Pam Bondi came out hard on this thing today. And JP read the headline. You still got that article up? Read the headline again or the sub portion you read?
It says that Pam Bondi has directed the Department of Justice to pause or to freeze all funding for sanctuary cities and has instructed attorneys to begin prosecuting officials preventing ICE from doing their job.
Listen, there's a lot of money that flows from the federal government to assist with local law enforcement. And then there's things that happen like you have any number of local jail facilities that wind up housing federal prisoners who are transitioning from one facility to another, or maybe they're being held there on detainer. And so they have a contract with the federal government to house them while they're there. You've got, you know, any number of grants that come through that assist local law enforcement with buying equipment, with training, with sending them off to federally run training events. All of this can come to a screeching halt. Fox News reports, as of yesterday, federal and state officials are now actually also eyeing legislation that would allow state officials to punish local officials for following so-called sanctuary city policy. So I checked on it, and I had a distinct memory that we had tried to have an illegal immigration sanctuary city prohibition bill in Alabama. Now, in 2011, when I was down there in the Senate, one of the first things we did was pass an illegal immigration bill, and it had several components like that built in. A lot of them got challenged. It was a different time. The courts allowed certain things to be picked apart, but in 2020, I believe it was, Senator Arthur Orr from Decatur, he ran Senate Bill 108, and Senate Bill 108 was a prohibition against and made it a Class C felony for any leadership of a city in the state of Alabama to declare themselves a sanctuary city. And it didn't pass. Why did it not pass? Because it died on the vine. It came out of committee, and then it never went through the final processes. That tells me either A, somebody really didn't care to see that bill move, or B, some lobbying interest got their way, or C, the gambling bill got in the way of everything, and good legislation that should have passed got bound up in the timing and died. Either way, Alabama does not have an illegal immigration sanctuary city prohibition bill. We don't right now, not to that effect. I believe Tennessee just passed one yesterday, like literally yesterday. And that's a big deal. And we need to keep in mind that we do not want to be that state that has everything it takes to get certain things passed that the people of the state elected a Republican supermajority to do and then just not do it. It's low-hanging fruit, fellas. Why would you not?
We're talking about Bondi instructing attorneys to go after anybody prohibiting ICE from doing their job. I know how they can get Woodfin. Just set up a fake thing for him to come promote his book, and I promise you he'll be there within an hour. Just have people there ready to catch him when he gets there.
There's a devious side to you. All right, we're taking a break, man. We got to take a break right now. We'll come right back and wrap this segment up. Coming up top of the hour, don't forget the Grand Council with my brethren Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right. Hey, by the way, Cousin Crystal just texted me a copy of a USA Today article that confirms the thing about Trump and the flagpole that was down at Mar-a-Lago. And then we got a text from Jay from Killen. And put his location in that name ID so we can see it too. But Jay from Killen just says, yeah, Trump had put up a large U.S. flag that was on a taller pole than the city ordinance allowed. He fought it for a while, then he took it down, built up a large mound of dirt, and then planted the flag on a shorter pole that met the height ordinance, but with the large mound it's now on, it's actually taller than the original pole would have been because the ordinance only restricted the height from the ground, not the actual height of the pole or the flag itself. That's awesome. And by the way, Jay, last week our texter was messing up big time. I never saw that you had texted me before saying that you were in Congressman Adderholt's office the same time I was watching the inauguration. And he just sent a picture. And yeah, that's me in a vest and tie in the back of the room back there. And I see where your wife's sitting there watching the screen too. I wish I'd had a chance to meet you and shake your hand, but I'm glad you're a listener and I'm glad you were there the same time we were. That's very cool. Gary from Lester, Alabama. Still talking about the Kiss stuff. Says Detroit Rock City was an awesome movie. That's what it was. It was the movie was Detroit Rock City, based on teenagers attempting to go to a Kiss concert. Yeah. It was so B grade though, man. You gotta admit. Harry from Madison, Alabama says, homosexuality, this is a quote. Homosexuality is a luxury that only a well-populated species can afford. Oh wow. Interesting. Who's that quote from, Harry? Let me know that you got it in quotation marks. I'm assuming it's from somebody. Bruce from Springville says, Al Sharpton, he's the senior reverend of the Church of the Heathen. Nice. Well played, sir. Shane from Madison said, ICE ought to show up to these protests. That'll disperse them quickly. Yeah. And that's, the other thing that if you didn't hear earlier, people have been driving by those protests with the song Ice Ice Baby playing really loud on their speakers. Scott from Athens says, now I know why Christianity Today magazine went off the deep end several years ago. And he sends a meme. What are we showing me? Was that money from USAID?
They got over, it looks like $1.8 million in government grants. That's what this Trump is saying.
Okay, USAID, y'all. I'm just saying, USAID was apparently a cesspool. And we knew that. But now that we're finding out where some of the money was going, it was literally going to a bunch of press prostitutes. I mean, so now we know that Christianity Today magazine, Politico received like $34 million. The AP, we're watching major disbursements of tax dollars going to liberal members of the press. That's just gross. Okay, well, listen. Coming up next, I didn't even bother getting into all my stuff. We're out of time. But Sanctuary Cities, yeah, they're looking at some retribution now. The new Attorney General Pam Bondi announced today, after she was sworn in, that she's directing that law enforcement grants from the DOJ to Sanctuary Cities be put on hold. They're going to start feeling the pain, and we're also looking at things like, oh, I don't know, illegal immigrants are now going down to Guantanamo Bay, and then. Of all things, El Salvador said that their mega prison, which is known to be what they call a hellhole prison, we'll take them, send them down to us, we'll hold them for you. That's, ain't nobody wants to go down there is what I'm saying. But you know what they also know? They'd be on a paid contract from the U.S. government. So that let's send some USAID dollars to that, housing illegals. There you go. Okay, listen, we're going to wind up taking a break here momentarily. When I come back, it's time for the Grand Council. And if you're not familiar, every single week, the Grand Council, with two of my brethren in talk radio, Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson, we ping each other with questions and we just see where the chips fall. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.